A number of local legislators want Dutchess County to reduce its use of fossil fuels. To this end, they have submitted a resolution setting specific targets and are using a county across the river as an example. Democratic legislator Nick Page says the resolution he and others have submitted would direct the county to do its part to address the climate crisis.
The bill sets forward getting all county electricity purchasing done through either local renewable sources or renewable energy certificates for 2020. So that would be the first action item. And then again, it would be on the county administration to put forward a plan forward to hit the reduction targets, and they would need to report back to the legislature in February of 2020.
He says the resolution was inspired by Democratic Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan's executive order in June.
These targets are exactly what Pat Ryan put forth in his executive order in June, and we'd like to match that.
The resolution also mentions Schenectady and Sullivan counties as making progress toward climate goals. Andy Bicking is Poughkeepsie-based Scenic Hudson's Director of Public Policy.
We are certainly excited to see Ulster County move in this direction, and we think it's really important for local government to align themselves with state policies to help deal with the issue of climate change that we're having, both the emissions that we're putting out as a community, but also the energy that we're using. So we're certainly encouraged anytime we see other counties take notice of Ulster's work and begin moving in that direction.
Liz Moran is Environmental Policy Director for the New York Public Interest Research Group.
We are in the midst of a climate crisis. So it's important for municipalities to step up to the plate and do what they can to make sure they're aligning with the state's climate goals. That being said, the resolution that they are putting forward should align with the state's new climate goals. We have important statewide goals to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, and municipalities should be making sure that they're prepared to do the same. It's fantastic that Dutchess County is looking at ways that they can do that as well.
The Dutchess resolution sets a preliminary goal of a 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions associated with county operations by 2030 and an 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions associated with county operations by 2050. New York State adopted the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act this year, and Moran would like to see counties moving up at least one of the markers.
The goals that they have proposed, though theirs and Ulster's, are actually slightly different from the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. Their goals are 80% by 2050 on a local level. We would encourage them to consider the same goal that the state has, at least 85%, with a goal of net zero by 2050.
Page addresses the resolution's timing.
So we've submitted it for the October agenda, so the agenda hasn't been released yet, but our hope is that it will be on the Environmental Committee agenda for our October 10 meeting, and then would go to the floor in front of the full body for our October board meeting.
Meantime, Page says there are substantial state grants available for job training, greener public transit, and protection of wetlands and open space, and Dutchess County should be fighting for a share of that funding. He and his Democratic colleagues want to see the Climate Task Force doing more. Just last week, Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro announced the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation certified the county has earned bronze-level designation in the Climate Smart Community Program. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.